Blog Talk Radio.
Mention DJ in a tune's bang. Smoking get lifted while you play. We don't give a damn what the rules say. We gon' turn this shit up on a Tuesday. 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 After that long day on that 9 to 5, the grind got you tired. It's time to unwind. It's get lifted radio buzz. All right, the 5 that pine, yeah, high the sky. And tune into the latest of the future greatest. See who music breaking on the coolest station. Let them all know that you heard it here first. Cause we always got them exclusives playing. No matter the city you in, hit your app store and download that tune in. You'll catch a vibe with no matter who's spinning. Cause we got that fire rotating in here. Whether you're sitting at home, hitting a row, on chill or the go, we got you covered. Get lifted radio, be where it's at. There's no telling who all you might discover when.
Mention DJ in a tune's bang.
Smoke and get lifted while you play. We don't give a damn what the rules say. We gon' turn this shit up on a Tuesday. 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 Turn this shit up on a Tuesday.
They know how I'm coming, real bitch in the flesh. Who the fuck she gon' check? She be talking that shit, talking out of her neck. Put blood on her dress. Bitches be mad when they see Cardi step in the spot. Said that you bought it, we know that you're not. I'ma pull up on bitches as soon as I drop. Bought a new foreign, I'm like a big yacht. Bitches in my business, they tryna plot. Hoss off and shit like they hot, but they not. They start at the wrist, the panic, the watch. Niggas be flexing, we know what you got. Cardi the heck of the game in the knot. Fuckin' your nigga, I got him on line. Just go bang, bang, like I'm chopping them chops. BBS shit, I'm in love with the rock. You say you gon' take it, bitch, you got me chopped. They throwin' shit cause they see me on top. So that bitch super love, I'ma sing you the chop. Press, 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 press. Cardi don't need more press. Kill them all, put them hoes to rest. Walk in bulletproof vest. Please tell me who she gon' check. Murder scene, Cardi made a mess. Pop up, guess who, bitch. Pop up, guess who, bitch. Ding dong.
Must be that whip that I ordered. And a new crib for my daughter. You know a bad bitch gon' spoil her. Got one in New York, need one in Georgia. New Venom truck as a quarter. My money still long like weed. Pussy still wet like Florida. Everyone dropped on the floor. She was talking, but not anymore. Next to your bitch, I can tour. Just shop like a shit from the York. Done with the talking, I'm open to violence. Ask anybody, they know I'm about it. Hashtag whip that whole ass. Fuck around, we gon' start a new challenge. I come in this bitch and I'm super up and ready. Right on that dick like I'm Cardi and Jetty. Fuck at your crib, we don't go to no telly. I sit on her face whenever I'm ready. Woo! Bitch, I'm a freak like Greek. Got the biggest house on my street. Oh, you little hoes look cheap. There's something on my dick with no teeth.
Press, 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 press. Cardi don't need more press. Kill them all, put them hoes to rest. Walk in bulletproof vest. Please tell me who she gon' check. Murder scene, Cardi made a mess. Pop up, guess who, bitch. Pop up, guess who, bitch.
Yo, yo, press, 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 press. Cardi don't need no press. Welcome to Turn It Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love. As always, I thank you guys for tuning in each and every week that I tune in with you. But I wanted to start off just a little bit different, you know. I'll be advertising. We're going to put a little twinkle of the top 40. So I do want to make sure I start showing a little bit of love to the other side here on Get Lifted Radio. Not only that, like, I'm not going to act like I don't like other music other than, you know, indie artists that are up and coming and on their grind, because I certainly enjoy me some Cardi B, you know. So I had to go there with the press, 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 press. So... But anyway, shout out to
Cardi B. I mean, I don't know if she's ever going to hear this, but if she ever does, shout out to Cardi B, man, doing her thing, and all the other females in the music industry as well. I just don't think they get enough love. And so I think, you know, collectively we can all do a better job of making sure that we recognize the females in the industry that's, you know, really like outshining and doing a lot of the guys. It's always very interesting to me, the mass amount of males that tend to have a lot more attention when it comes to music being on display and showcase in many areas, many platforms, many award shows and things like that. So, but anyway, that's a whole nother topic. Tonight we don't have a guest, but that's all good. We're still gonna rock out a little bit. I'm gonna talk about the difference between, and this is gonna be real quick too, but the difference between a follower and a super fan. And I was having this conversation actually with an artist this week and last week, and I just think that many people need to understand the difference, and maybe that'll put a little bit of clarity and help with the direction that you also need to go in as an individual to execute. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. As I always state, I am not a professional, so please make sure you do your own research. Information that I share is information that I researched on my own, learned from other individuals, and also see that's working for people. And these are theories that I also believe in, and that's why I share them. So, but once again, always do your own research when anybody tells you anything. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? But anyway, real quick, I want to get into another track. I want to play. I'm going to be playing this track for a while. Y'all might know what it is, but we're going with my guy, Corey. We're going with Corey Buckets. We're going to go with some Cake on Cake real quick, representing New York right here on Get Lifted Radio. Turn It Up Tuesdays. Bow.
Chase the ratchets, bum me a tail. Uh-huh. I talk a bracket, Dick Martell. Seas matching, Coco Chanel. Ghost status, never know the break.
Nope.
She the baddest, gotta see it shake. Fish nets, let her fish, yeah, that's cake on cake. Boss got me feeling, Bucky ain't no time to wait. Stars in my ceiling, Bucky has time for race. Sauce dripping, ramen noodles. Told her I'm a boss, toss dripping, damn it, boo boo. Bait, Drake say, nice for what? Cake, cake say, right for guts. Few regrets, but I'm focused now. Stopping my projects, hot cuckoo cow. You know, boss player, baby, I'm a dude. Harder, beg your pardon, spark it off my tools. Look at me, three commas, we can chill and shake. Drummer, gangsta grills, only good mixtapes. You bitch formers having an ember fix. Me, my trench armor got me throwing my wrists. Do your homework, cake boy a problem. Queen Solem Green, shake without the Harlem. Yeah, that's cake on cake, I need a bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, she in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, it's in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, she in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, I need a bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, it's in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, she in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake. No Chris, Robert, ho, so it's Deuce. DC the fair, never done it, so Gucci. Niggas hatin', ain't no drama. Seated when we meet, it's turn, drop it, Benny Hanna. All grammar, no hammers, legit, going crazy. Straight, yay, we cool on that slave shit. My best life, Cardi B chancing. Buckets getting played, they go fillet, straight dancing. You don't hustle, all you know is gimme. Never seen a bag, Santa looking for a chimney. Old dogs on that stay up cane. 12 hogs on that put in paint. Bass accent, spiritual or passion. Christian Dior, or you acting for the fashion? About the action, switch up plates. Cake, checking mates, cake on cake. Yeah, that's cake on cake, I need a bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, she in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, it's in the bag. on cake, she in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake. Cake. Yeah, that's cake on cake, I need a bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, she in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, it's in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, she in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, I need a bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, it's in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, she in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake.
Yo, it's Turn Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love, and that was my man, Corey Buckets. Make sure you follow him on Instagram and Twitter at Corey Buckets, B-U-C-K-E-T-S. Stream that cake on cake. Check out his YouTube as well. And I'm going to keep it rolling real quick before we jump into talking about followers versus super fans. Just giving a little bit of clarity on the difference and how it makes a difference for you, especially as an artist. But real quick, here we go with Ali Boy, Fish Fry, featuring 21 Savage.
Got bodies.
On God.
Y'all nigga might have to tell dog, gotta keep that quiet. On God, I'm 21 gang. If you reach my chain, then it's gonna be a riot.
21.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road.
I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing.
Spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car. Got no stress, I've been through all that. I'm like a Marlboro man, so I kick on back. Wish I could roll on back to that old town.
That was the remix featuring Billy Ray Cyrus. Before that, with Fish Fry, Alley Boy Fish Fry featuring 21 Savage. Make sure you check out Alley Boy on Instagram and Twitter at Alley, A-L-L-E-Y-B-O-Y, the letter D, the letter T, the letter E, Alley Boy D-T-E, and it's an underscore on Instagram. Stream his music on the digital streaming platforms as well. His latest project is Alley God. Me personally, there's quite a few tracks on there that I like. Certainly check out his music, especially if you like what they call trap music. Anyway, so tonight I said that I was going to touch a little bit on followers versus super fans, and you know how there is a difference in what that does to help an artist. Also, different ways that you continue to make sure you keep the interest of your followers, your fans, your consumers, and how do you acquire new people to your world. You know what I mean? So obviously with Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and everything else that's out there, like there's so many different platforms. You really have to, first of all, figure out what works for you. Every platform that works for one person doesn't work just the same. It won't work just the same for the next. Just because everybody's different, like everyone has different style, everyone has different tastes, everyone will have different tactics and things like that. So you also may come to learn that your fan base is more active on like Twitter versus on Instagram and vice versa, or Facebook. You know, some people rock it out on Facebook, some people rock it out on Instagram, other people rock it out on Twitter. For me, I know just the recognition of anything that I have going on, it pretty much all started on Twitter. So shout out to Twitter, for real. It's been around. That helped a lot of us. With that being said, the reason why I wanted to bring this up, because a lot of artists are like, you have to be signed and have to have all this money to make it, if you will. And really, you can, you know, earn your own budget. Oh, that word is so, in this industry, the word, the B word, budget, is like, it makes people run. And I don't even understand why, because if you just do the research on like corporations and you look at how much money, billions and millions of dollars that they spend on investing, just advertising alone, to keep Nike or whoever like out there and being in the top 500 companies and things like that. Like, you think these people really don't have some sort of budget allocated to where it's incorporated to keep them growing or keep them relevant as companies? You will be out of your mind if you think that. So even though you may not have all of that money, like, you do have to have some sort of budget to get to certain levels and to be able to present yourself in a professional manner. Like, it gets to a point where people get bored with seeing selfies. People get bored with seeing you ride around in your car rapping, like, or just riding around in your car. Like, people get tired of seeing that every day. People get tired of Facebook Live. Like, you have to find ways to be creative. And what that is, you do that with content. And content is a very large part of cultivating a strong fan base. And so, you know, you have your followers and then you have your super fans. And followers are people who are just going to be there. They may like what you have going on every once in a while. You know, very rarely are they going to show up anywhere, versus your super fan. You know, those are people who actually care so much about what you have going on. They're going to tell their friends, they're going to tell their family, they're going to tell pretty much anybody that they talk to about what you have going on, if it's to their liking that much. They're going to come to your shows, they're going to buy your merchandise, they're going to stand in line for your tickets. I mean, I just stood in line to see somebody perform because, like, they obviously converted me into a point of being a super fan where I paid for a ticket to see them perform. So it's just one of those things, like, you have to put in the work. And I know a lot of people are like, well, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And it's like, this can take years. Some people get lucky. And I don't even like that word, but it's one of those things where you might get that individual who would only take 14 months to make it to that level of stardom to where they're a household name, they're being booked out. That's who you see in the Explorer page every day on Instagram. Like, then you have individuals where it took 10 years, 15 years. But the point is, just don't give up, and you have to learn different ways to convert individuals into being a super fan to where they're spending the money on your merchandise, going to your website and buying your music, versus streaming. And don't get me wrong, like, streaming is a huge, huge, huge help for artists that don't have a lot of other means to raise money towards a music career. Like, streaming is very helpful when it comes to that, especially if you can get yourself to a point where you're maintaining a consistent level of growth each and every week, each and every day, each and every month, each and every quarter. Like, you can make that budget from converting people over to streaming your music. And so a lot of people are like, well, how do I do this and how do I do that? And so what I'm gonna do real quick is I'm gonna get into a quick song break, and then I'm gonna talk about the different methods of content. There are a couple, you know, there's a couple categories of content, but real quick, let's bring it back to the ATL. We're going to keep it here, right here in the ATL. Bring it back to the ATL. Let's go with my man. Let's go with VL Deck. We're going to go with 12 Hot featuring Ola Run. This is on his latest project. Check out VL Deck. That's the letter V as in Victor, L as in Larry, D-E-C-K. VL Deck right here on Get Lifted Radio. Bow.
This shit real out of hand. Them pussy bitches ain't ready playing me, but lawyers are retainers. This shit is trial for real. Why you have my stuff on the side?
Roast. I think my shoes blessed but cursed at the same time. I'm on a mission for a meal, walking the thin line.
I played the cards I was dealt.
I was born for this hill.
Ain't no folding like a chill.
Brother died for this shit, that's how I feel. With a million, it'll be the same. That's just how I feel. Post a man is stressed, like I don't been to Iraq or something. It's bite, 12 hot, made me throw my lady's drum. I dug up the Draco, I got sticks for days. I hit my lawyer, told him be ready, just in case they raise. I'm not a good role model, I might make the front page. I can show you how to hustle, I get capos by the way. It was gin in my bottle, Uncle Trump, E and J. I'm from a family full of sinners, so I guess I paid his day. I wear the sins on my back, what me and my family done. I sacrifice you pussy nigga for me to be a big gun. I stand alone on this road, I'm so scandalous. I still smile through the verses, I'm the chosen one. I pull my pain, I keep spinning like a loaded gun. Tomorrow still fight, my mama still miss her son. My pain, I think my shoes blessed but cursed at the same time. I'm on a mission for a meal, walking the thin line.
I played the cards I was dealt.
I was born for this hill.
Ain't no folding like a chill.
Brother died for this shit, that's how I feel. With a million, it'll be the same. That's just how I feel. Post-traumatic stress, like I don't been to Iraq or stuff. It's fight, 12 hot, made me throw my lady's drum. Niggas hang and it start to show. Be a part of the come up, not the glow. Couldn't walk a mile in my forces.
What happened?
I did a lot of shit to get some choke.
Forgive me, Lord.
Supplying and trapping, trying to move the blow.
Crank.
Money really is an object when you gotta serve your folks.
He
ain't no father around, so he learned how to steal. It's all on him like BG. Get it how you live. Catch up on the pussy hoe. He went and boot his grill. He wore the latest fashion, plus he told the biggest deal. From the loop, his life a circus wheel. Mama keep his insurance paid just in case he get killed. I think my shoes blessed but cursed at the same time. I'm on a mission for a meal, walking the thin line.
I played the cards I was dealt.
I was born for this hill.
Ain't no folding like a chill.
Brother died for this shit, that's how I feel. With a million, it'll be the same. That's just how I feel. Post-traumatic stress, like I don't been to Iraq or something. It's bite.
Cause I ride with his thing. I need an M. My lawyer want a quarter mil.
That's
the sex round the same corner. They killed my nigga, gotta send your nigga to the same corner. Every time I get fingerprinted, nigga, I just feel like it's karma. Them crackers trying to snap me up, but cause they know I ain't normal. I can't go to the dad, can't go slow. This damn jet pole to four. Can't depend on no hoe. Buy some shoes and feel the box. So shoot it out and feel the Glock. We gon' whip it till it blow.
I'm on a mission for a meal, walking the thin line.
I played the cards I was dealt.
I was born for this hill.
Ain't no folding like a chill.
Brother died for this shit, that's how I feel. With a million, it'll be the same. That's just how I feel. Post-traumatic stress, like I don't been to Iraq or something. It's bite, 12 hot, make me throw my lady's drum.
Pussy ass, man. Fuck
them
bitches, man. I got borrowing money. Hell, this shit turned out of hell. What's this? Boy, I stand on all 10.
Paper.
No paper.
Bro, you scratch.
Bro, you scratch.
Mad cause I'm getting money.
Cash.
Oh, you jelly.
Oh, you jelly.
flex on all them folks. Petty. You need to hold some money again.
What?
Oh, you broke, bro.
You broke?
Oh, you smoking gelato. Oh, you smoke.
Oh,
he fronting you the weed.
Right.
So you cap.
You cap.
So they book you for show.
Oh, yeah.
Like you rap.
You rap.
Oh, she do it with no hand. She a freak.
A freak.
Oh, 50 of y'all.
Yeah.
So y'all was deep.
Deep.
Oh, you ain't know how I was did fat. You was sleep.
2017
produced this.
2017.
Oh, he made deep. Oh. Racks in both my pockets.
Racks.
I got racks. Damn, shout to
fine.
Oh, she a snack.
A
everybody
snack.
Know who you will?
Everybody.
You got fame. People talking about a nigga.
What?
Oh, you lame. These hoes all wanna fight.
Yeah.
Girl, you messy.
Girl, you messy.
Niggas ain't having no paper.
No paper.
Oh, you scratch. Mad cause don't get money.
Cat.
Oh, you jelly.
You jelly.
Flex on all them folks.
Flex on.
Petty. These hoes all wanna fight.
Yeah.
Girl, you messy.
You messy.
Niggas ain't having no paper.
No paper.
Oh, you scratch. Mad cause don't get money.
Cat.
Oh, you jelly.
Oh, you jelly.
Flex on all them folks.
Flex on.
Now my name is Ludacris.
Okay.
I got money. Now I ain't the best looking nigga, but you ugly. You like Flavor Flav, you a public enemy. Just bought a new AK, watch it lose its virginity. I need some sex, I swear I'm an addict. Cause I like them dancers. I'm talking magic. Alakazam and Presto, I put them on notice. Now after I bust this nut, disappear like Hocus Pocus. I tell them beat it. Like a Michael. She said it was Shark Week. Oh, you on your cycle. Damn, I was really hoping we could have some fun. Now I'm like Bay and Jay. I'm on the run. Southside, walk it out. Oh, yeah, we savage. I've had my share of fine hoes, and I've had some average. Now I got the baddest. Cause their mothers was Christ, bitch. Ludacris the legend. Say it twice, bitch.
These hoes, I wanna fight. Girl, you messing,
bitch. Girl, you messing.
Niggas ain't having no paper.
No paper.
Oh, you scratch.
Oh, you
mad cause don't get money.
Cat.
Oh, you jelly.
Oh, you jelly.
Flex on all them folks.
Flex on.
Petty. These hoes, I wanna fight.
Yeah.
Girl, you messing.
Girl, you messing.
Niggas ain't having no paper.
No paper.
Oh, you scratch.
Oh,
mad cause don't get money.
Cat.
Oh, you jelly.
Oh, you jelly.
Flex on all them folks.
Flex on.
Petty.
Tuesdays, I am your host, Magic Love, right here on Get Lifted Radio. That was Lil Donald featuring Luda with Say It Twice. That's the remix. You can check that out on all streaming platforms along with the rest of Lil Donald's catalog, which I thoroughly enjoy. He's a very versatile artist, touches on a lot of subjects, domestic violence, suicide. Songs that are just fun like that, you know, a whole diverse catalog, which is dope. Any artist that can do that and cater to pretty much any audience out there, it's a great artist. But so before we went into that song break, oh, I'm sorry, real quick too, you can follow Lil Donald on Instagram at Lil Donald, LILDONALD, and on Twitter it's I am Lil Donald. So yeah, check him out on Instagram. And VL Deck, you can follow him on Instagram and Twitter. Just look up VL, the letter VL space DECK, VL Deck. And check out his music, check out his videos, you know, become a super fan. Super fan. That's what we were talking about. Super fans and followers. Super fans, you know, like I said, they'll show up to your shows, buy your music, buy your tickets when you get to that point of being booked out for shows or doing a tour and putting on your own shows and things of that great nature. Those people are your primary means to making money. And so you really need to do whatever you can to not only acquire super fans, but be able to retain them the same way that you attain them. Yeah, I'm a little educated. No, just like, so, and some of the ways that you can, one of the things that I was discussing with an artist is that there are a couple types of content, and I've touched on this before on Twitter at Get Lifted Entertainment. It's Get Lifted ENT on Twitter. But you have your acquisition content, and then you have your nurturing content. And your acquisition content, you know, it's, especially for artists, it's consistently releasing great music and videos along with pictures, behind the scenes footage, letting people see the personal side of you. I'm not saying that you gotta let people know you and your girlfriend or whatever had a fight and things like that, but you know, your hobbies outside of music. What else is it that you enjoy doing? Whether it's going to play in the arcade, go karts, you know, golfing, taking pictures, going to the park, you know, whatever the case may be. Like, you want to showcase that diversity to the people out there who not only are already on your social media platforms, but those that you're trying to engage with to attract them to be a part of the growth of your social media and your fan base, obviously. So you want to make sure that your quality of your photos and your videos, like, it's 2019 and there's a lot of different tools and apps. Just overall having a better phone. I don't know what it is about artists, but artists go through phones. I don't know if they're throwing the phone when they be in the studio or what. But I know that's like one of the biggest struggles with artists, is like keeping a phone and having a decent phone so you can take decent photos, or just finding somebody who you can have a part of your team, or investing in a good camera, something. Because you automatically, like, exclude a whole proportion of people that may be interested in what you have going on. They might hear a song before they see your artwork, before they see your pictures, before they see your videos, which, again, is all acquisition content in the beginning. And so it's like making a first impression. Like, if you have cloudy, blurred photos, not so great looking, you can tell it's was cheap paid for graphic design artwork instead of just investing the money into somebody who can really shoot you some dope quality, high definition impacting artwork. Like, you just kind of gave yourself an F. Like people are gonna be looking at that and just being like, oh, well, I did like that song until then. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I know back in the day when videos were like super popular on the cable networks, I'm telling my age now, but sometimes I would get turned off from, like, I would like a song and then they would come out with the video and I'm like, I don't even like the song anymore. So you just kind of want to make sure that you're cohesive across the board. Like, everything goes together. Sit down and put together a storyline for videos and convey that to the individual that's going to be directing. Convey that to the individual that's going to be directing and shooting your video and things of that nature is important, because along with your acquisition content, you have nurturing content, you know, and nurturing content, honestly, I mean, you don't have a very large window when it comes to keeping people's attention. So your nurturing content, it has to be, you know, where you're actively engaging with your fans, your clients and things of that nature, responding to comments, responding to messages in a timely fashion. Sometimes having contests and having them involved in the process of different things that you may have going on, like, find out what they want to hear next, you know, like, what type of vibe you want to hear, or if you have a product, what type of shirt you want, what type of design, or, you know, something, whatever you have going on, just try to figure out how to involve the people, in your process, and that's just part of nurturing them. You want to provide interesting, relevant, and unique content that's a mix and variety. You don't want to just be always like, hi, this is me and this is what I do, buy this, or hi, this is me, this is what I do, listen to this. Like, it's a lot of us out here now with social media giving us all a better source to be able to engage with people worldwide. Like, so just there's tons of us out here that's on our entrepreneur grind in so many different industries. Millions and millions of people look at social media every day, active on social media. It's up to the individual who's trying to get to those next levels to figure out what works for them and to be able to provide good acquisition content, come up with it, and be able to come up with nurturing content and come up with a strong team who can help you develop and execute that vision. And again, it comes with a budget. Like, even if you're just trying to save 20 here, 30 here, like, 1 week you may not be able to go out to eat a couple times or something like that. Like, there's always a few things here and there that we can cut back on. I mean, I too have to do that sometimes. It just comes with part of growing a business and wanting to be successful. So that's my little 2 cents on super fans, followers, and real quick too, like, break down the math. You know, if you want to really be motivated and be like, I'm tired of punching this clock, making this minimum money just enough to pay my bills, I don't even have enough money to save, like, break it down. Super fans. Even if you start off at 25 people, if you can get 25 people to spend $100 throughout the year, that's 25 extra $100 you didn't have. You then go to 50 people. 50 people to spend $100. Now you got $5,000 that you didn't have because you now have gotten people so interested and respect what you have going on. Like, they're willing to invest in you and they want to see you go to that next level. So they're buying your merch. They're going on your site and buying your music and they're showing up to your shows and things of that nature. So again, the goal is to convert followers into super fans, followers into super clients, or however you want to phrase it so that it works for you and motivates you to understand, like, yes, investors are great, but even still, you have to get to that point. And so getting to that point is building a solid foundation, and you just build off of that. You then convert individuals into understanding, like, I'm not here to play. I'm here to provide a service for you, or I'm here to entertain, just like the people who you already support. And, like, you know, because they have a million followers, so everybody in the world is paying attention to them. So now you're paying attention to them, too. It's just one of those things. We can all get there. It's just a matter of knowing how to get there, figuring it out, working with people that believe in you, surrounding yourselves with people that are going to let you know when something can be better, not afraid to share information and knowledge with you so that you can grow as an individual and as a business. So as I said before, do your own research. We talked about superfan. We talked about nurturing content. We talked about acquisition content. Just broke down a little synopsis of how you can actually earn what you make on a job and even more to sustain an income off of your career. Like, it's possible. Many people are doing it on a daily, weekly basis. I'm not saying that it's easy, but it can be done. For sure, it can be done. So real quick, I'm going to get into a quick song break. If you guys aren't doing so already, follow Get Lifted Entertainment on Twitter, Get Lifted Entertainment on Instagram. Check out the website, getliftedentertainment.com. And if you know anybody that wants to be a guest on the show, let them know. GetLiftedEntertainment.com is where they need to go. I do have a couple of individuals that submitted to be guests here for June, so I will be getting back to you. Thank you very much for those submissions. I will be getting back to you very soon. But here we go real quick. I'm going to take it to Columbus, Georgia. I always got to show love to my homie Nyx. She always showing love to me. So I want to play this track. This is one of my favorite tracks by her. It's The Right Time. I know I've seen many people at the beach. So check out this vibe right here. Beach Bum featuring Kamal. Produced by Mo Murda Beats. Right here on Get Lifted Radio. Bow.
Each one, when I'm down in Miami on my beach ball. Yeah, Miami, and I stay here.
Bum by Nicki Minaj. You can follow her on all social media platforms at 706. That's the number 7, the number 0, the number 6, N-I-X, 706 Nix. Check out her website, 706nix.com. Check out her dope clothing line, Fi Crew. Yes, Fi Crew, her clothing line, Fi Crew. Yes, it's fire. Check it out. Support the artists, support the entrepreneurs, support the artistpreneurs, however you want to put it, you know what I'm saying? And running out here on that grind. But real quick, I'm going to take it to my man, Jay Blade. I appreciate all your support on all the social media platforms. My brother, I'm going to go ahead and get your track up in here for you real quick with Dividends right here on Get Lift Radio. Turn it up Tuesdays. Bow.
This is 101, no copy. Fine like 10-4. Copy. Nosy motherfucker on my timeline. Flag on the plate, send him to the sideline. Down here with no rules and no guidelines. Your OG was on the porch, my new prime time. High step into the goal, but never throw my soul. Read my biography, the illest story ever told. Get to the bag, whoa. It up, yeah, yeah, love mama up in, yeah. And tripping all over her stomach, so super dumb, super dead, deliberate, can't read the fabric, some of that lying, bullets are flying, kids are dying, the government lying, nah, ah, stay low, keep fine, any problems that we gotta straighten out, just bring the irons in, eating at the table when the lion's dead, swimming with the sharks, all you see is fins, we just focus on the dividends. Open up the door to bring my niggas in. Stick it to the code and count Benjamin. They don't even know just what to do with him. We just focus on the dividend. Open up the door to bring my niggas in. Stick it to the code and count Benjamin. They don't even know just what to do with him. This shit is a problem, I promise I'll never stop. We ran running the dry, my cup full, no Red Bull. We sipping it straight, no soda. Give it to him raw like soldier. Can I ball like Mac and soldier? Can I ball like Steph Curry or LeBron James? I ain't ask permission, I'ma just go and get it. British back to the city, I did it, I do it again. Put it all on the line for the win. Let's get it, I'm stacking again. Let's get it, I'm making again. We back in the trap once again. Make us take it all to my trap once again. I don't know where to begin. I'm grinding, just getting it in. Patience for the win, grinding for the win. Timing for the win, shining for the win. Grinding when you see him, hustling while you sleep. This is a wake up call, you sleeping on me. This is a wake up call, you sleeping on me. We, J Edges, focus on the dividend. Open up the door to bring my niggas in. Stick it to the code and count Benjamin. They don't even know just what to do with him. We just focus on the dividend. Open up the door to bring my niggas in. Stick it to the code and count Benjamin. They don't even know just what to do with him. There's a problem, I promise I never.
It's time for Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. That was my man, Jay Blade. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at I am Jay Blade. Check him out on your social, your favorite digital streaming platform. Your favorite digital streaming platform. Jay Blade. That's J-Blade on your digital streaming platforms. Before I close this thing out, as always, I appreciate everybody that continues to tune in when I am live on Get Lifted Radio, Turn Up Tuesdays. To me, as I've always stated, the platform is here to showcase and help educate people as much as I can with the knowledge that I have. I hope that the tips and the topics that are discussed, especially when I don't have a guest, are helpful to somebody out there that is tuned in at this time or tunes in whenever you choose to, since the podcast broadcasts are available 24/7 on the website, getliftedentertainment.com. If you go there, you could check it out. Also, if you follow Get Lifted Radio on Instagram, click that link in the bio. The podcast link is there. Tonight, if you're just now, you know, catching the end of this, tonight we did discuss the difference between followers, super fans, how to convert followers into super fans with nurturing content, with acquisition content along with nurturing content to follow behind that acquisition content. Talked about, you know, additional drive, additional motivation, which is breaking down numbers. Sometimes I feel like when you see the numbers, it can help you visually. It gives you that additional visual motivation that some of us need. Hearing people say the same things over and over again, I mean, for me, that's not too motivating. I like to see action. I like to see things in a plan. Because it's just something different about visually seeing your goals. And like I said, if you start off even something small to give yourself a realistic goal, you know, 25 people, especially for individuals that say, I don't have a big budget and things of that nature, like 25 people to spend 100, you know, that's $2,500 that you didn't have from fans and individuals that believe in what you have going on. Then you add on to that, you make it 50, then you make it 100, then you turn that 100 into 200, and you just keep on building and stacking off of that, and eventually you can sustain a very decent living off of being an artist. It's just a matter of getting there, and I'm not saying that everybody that is attempting independent artistry is going to make it to that level. Some people don't have what it takes to stay in for the long haul. And I'm not saying that to knock anybody, but I feel like I've seen and experienced enough on my own to be able to say that. I've seen people that are very talented that just don't have the drive and the ambition to put in the work. It's a lot of work. It's 24/7. And it's not easy to do it by yourself. You have to begin to trust people. You have to find people that truly believe in what you have going on. Focus on money not being the very first thing, because if you do the processes and the things that need to get you to certain points, the money's going to come. So it's just a matter of, like I said, educating yourself, doing research, reading. Don't be one of those artists or individuals, well, I got the product, so yeah, they should just like it. No, it's a lot of choices out here now. Nobody has to like anything that any of us have going on. So at the end of the day, when you do get those people who do show interest, you have a very small window to not only acquire but nurture them into believing what you have going on, and then continuing to give them what brought them to you in the first place, but elevating it. And that's your responsibility. That's like your unspoken promise when somebody becomes interested in you. You have an unspoken promise to that person. Now you have to deliver. And when you don't, it's like a broken promise. So they go on to be like, all right, well, I'm going to go support somebody else that is going to put in the work. Give me what I came over here for in the first place. How you going to get me over here to look at your page, and now you want to not do the work? No, it's just one of those things, man. You got to do the work. But anyway, I'm going to close this thing out with my guy, Rakib Wise. Shout out to Rakib. Make sure you guys follow him on Twitter. On Instagram at Rakib Wise. That's RAKEEBWIZE. And he's also on Twitter, _Rakib Wise_ on Twitter. Check out his latest EP release, which is Ashes on your favorite digital streaming platform. And I'm going to close this thing out. I appreciate everybody who tuned in. I see you online. I thank you guys for tuning in online. As always, follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Instagram, Get Lifted Radio. Twitter, Get Lifted _radio. And I'm closing it out with Weigh Me Down right here on Get Lifted Radio. Peace.
Yeah. How this shit been like? How this shit been weighing me down? Weighing me down. For a long time. Opposition, I won't get knocked on my pivot. I just been clocking the minutes. I know my ship could arrive anytime. Won't deny I'm on a high. I won't deny I know they trying to get in my mind. They want the light I provide, want to shine. Even if they got it, leave them blind, I leave them behind. Yeah, they trying to catch it. I know they wish they part of the picture, but I don't tag them. I'm by the action. Me, I was breathing, you was just gasping. Homie, what happened? I took my circle, cut it in half, in love with the fraction. Me and my faction fit in the cabin. That's how I like it, that's how I want it. That way I got away, clear review of the snakes. Ensuring ain't no type of chinks in the chain. Can't wait to see the look of regret on your face. Cause you been weighing me down, you been weighing me down, you been weighing me down. Cause you been weighing me down, you been weighing me down, you been weighing me down. You been weighing me down, you been weighing me down. Not a lot of people I relate to. I had a message, did my best trying to relay it to you. A fool can't play wise, but I can play the fool. I'm not a basic dude, I done paid some dues. I watched them make the rules, so I'ma break the rules. Probably wondering why the fuck I'm just finding this nigga. And why the fuck somebody made Jane signing this nigga. Yeah, questions that we'll never know the answers to. But I never trip, cause when you sick, you bound to spread like a cancer do. Couple local rappers I know finna stay local. Tired of trying to teach niggas older than me to think global. Think mogul. If life don't fold you, it'll mold you. If you follow what your soul knew, it'll show you. That when them nights get longer, everything you working for is coming surely to you. I know how the universe works. Try to plot against me, it won't work. I know how the universe works. Try to plot against me, it won't work. You been weighing me down.
DJ in a tune's bang. Smoking, get lifted while you play. We don't give a damn what the rules say. We gon' turn this shit up on a Tuesday. 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 Turn this shit up on a Tuesday.
After that. long day on that 9 to 5. The grind got you tired, it's time to unwind. It's Get Lifted Radio, but it's alright. The 5 that pine, yeah, high the sky. And tune into the latest of the future greatest. See who music breaking on the coolest station. Let them all know that you heard it here.